Okay, it's just after 10 o'clock, and you are listening to CFRCFM 101.9 FM, cable channel 954 in Kojiko, and available on the World Wide Web at www.cfrc.ca. I am Weave. That was the Nihilist Spasm Band, Destroy the Nations, from the 1968 album, No Record, played in tribute to Bill Exley, the vocalist and also cooking pot percussionist of the Nihilist Spasm Band, who passed away last week. Nihilist Spasm Band, I would say, Canada's really formal original granddaddies of the avant-garde from London, Ontario, who had been performing for, you know, close to 60 years. They were making this music and, you know, and just, I think, recently decided to call it a day as of last year, with, you know, various members passing away over the years, who remained a mainstay in London, Ontario, as well as playing in, like, Europe and Japan. One of sort of Canada's great unsung alternative influences, where bands like such as Sonic Youth and REM have cited them as, you know, a big deal and stuff. And, you know, definitely an original force. I recommend checking out, like, Nihilist Spasm Band anytime you get a chance. True originals. Prior to that, we had Mean Red Spiders in there. We had Dog Day. We also had some Science Spherics, some My Bloody Valentine, Slow Down Molasses, and Heat Ray started all off. So another longtime performer, well, I guess, like, originating in, you know, Canada, but I think still in Berlin, is Nadja, who are set to have a new album come out in October, which is called Cut. And I had heard allegedly that, you know, there was possibility of them coming to do some shows in Canada either this year or next. You know, I saw them once when I was talking about earlier. This was probably, like, I don't know, 2007, 2008. It was around the time that Radiance of Shadows had come out. And, you know, it was a fun show, and I got to meet them afterwards and talk with them about, like, some of the records I had heard at that point and stuff. And, you know, just, you know, it's always fun. Like, you can kind of wade in and out of their stuff, I find, quite a bit, where I'll, you know, hear about a new record, but realistically, they might have put out about, like, a good five or six records in that time. They're kind of like the Guided by Voices of drone art metalcore, if you will. So I'm going to rock some Nadja from that album. They put out a song called Dark No Knowledge. And then after that, I might do some Noi and some Mogwai and a couple things like that. We'll just kind of keep it, you know, slow and instrumental and, you know, a little moody, I guess, over the next hour. So let's talk, for me, more art rock. Let's talk more art rock. So here is Dark No Knowledge by Nadja on CFRC.
It's 9:30 p.m. and your couch is whispering.
We'll be right back.
of Montreal, the past is a grotesque animal. Prior to that, we had Mogwai in there from the Rave Tapes album that was Remurdered. We also had Negative Land in there. Or, well, let me rephrase that. We had Noi doing the song Negative Land, which where the band Negative Land got their name from that song, but that has nothing to do with the band Negative Land. It was just, you know, the band Noi with their song Negative Land. And we started it all off with Nadja from the forthcoming album that I think comes out in October called Cut. That was Dark No Knowledge. So I am going to be calling her a night here shortly. I'm planning, I think, on coming next week. I don't know what I have planned for the show, but, you know, it's good. I'm just kind of having fun with these, you know, as I wind down, you know, to the end of the road as Boys to Men so poetically put it. I do have something that's going to be in the pipeline coming in the next month or so, an interview. I don't want to spoil it, but it should be good, and it should be interesting too, because I got to spend time on it because I'm horrible at interviews. So they're kind of my kryptonite here. So I'm going to be spending a little time trying to put some solid homework behind the interview that I'm going to do. But that's going to be coming soon, and maybe some other guests throughout the summer. I think I'm trying to work on a couple little things here and there. We'll, you know, see how that all plays out. But anywho, I digress. So I will be back next week, though, live. But up next, Orchestral Maneuvers After Dark. We'll be kicking it at the top of the hour. And then, as always, you know, be sure to stay tuned to CFRC for all your campus and community listening needs. I am going to leave it tonight with some Sparkle Horse. Which it's kind of a collage piece, I guess, but I kind of like it and sort of fits with the music I'm kicking tonight. It's sort of the title song of the 2005 album, Dreamt for Light Years in the Belly of a Mountain. Yeah, I will be playing that. So again, thanks a lot for listening, everybody. Have yourselves a great week and a great night, and take care and play safe. Bye for now. Thank you.
Yeah.
When traffic's a nightmare. When the workplace is hectic. When your boss calls you in for a meeting. When nature isn't on your side. There's only one thing you can do.
But no need to wake up the neighbors. Tune in every Monday night from 11 p.m. to midnight for Shed Progressions, where we play an hour of cool